Like attracts like. It's the law of attraction. So if you think a negative thought, guess what's going to be attracted? Another one and another one. That's why gripe sessions. Do you ever notice? You ever go to a group of people? Everyone's, hey, let's have a drink. Let's have a, now let's, you say something negative. Then somebody else picks up on it. And they go, yeah, you're right. And they start saying something negative. And then the other guy says, yeah, you're right. And all of a sudden, at the end of 10 minutes, everyone is talking and they're believing all the negativity. So like negative thoughts attract more like negative thoughts. And the more negative thoughts that you're attracting, that you're thinking about, then it gets to a point where it starts developing into negative experiences in your life. Positive thoughts give you positive, more thoughts are attracted. And more positive thoughts are attracted, positive experiences happen in your life. That's why when you're thinking about buying a car, you're thinking about buying a new car. I'm thinking about buying this new car. All of a sudden, you're driving down the road, you start seeing them everywhere. You ever notice that? They're just kind of popping up because you're vibrating that. So that's what's coming into your experience. So some people have this, that's what people ask me, did you have an advantage? And the answer is, yeah, I learned this stuff when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. So I didn't have a lot of baggage. So I had early on nothing but positive experiences to keep going back to, as opposed to negative experiences which would create doubt. So some people have this big ball of negative energy that they're kind of floating around with, and they start applying this, and their positive thought is about, itty bitty tiny small. So the big huge ball of negative black energy has this huge magnetic attraction, right? Because it's attracting more negative thoughts. So they think one positive thought, and it has this itty-bitty, small positive attraction. So they keep getting pulled back to the negative thoughts because this is really, really big. That's why some people are like, they start off negative 100. They're not even at point zero yet. They're negative 100. They're consciously competent. So they have to continue to do this consciously over and over and over and over again. Until it's like a person's going to go to the gym for the first time. He's 150 pounds overweight. Well, he's gonna be there for a year before he can do a lot of the exercises that somebody else who just started with 10 pounds overweight can do, right? So he has a lot longer to go. Same thing here. The person who has all this negative energy, all this subconscious thoughts that's basically bringing them back and pulling them away from this, he's going to have a harder time. The solution to that, there are several solutions. The first solution is, as I talk about on the tapes very specifically, is when you're using these techniques, only use the techniques initially on something you can believe in. Because what most people do, and the reason they can never succeed, is they have all this luggage and all this baggage, and they think that they want something. Even if it's what appears to be something small, they still have doubt that they can get it because of all this black negative energy. And therefore, it will never come in. But if they can use it on something simple, such as, I'm going to go to the store today, and I bet you I'll get a pretty good parking space. I think I'll get a pretty good parking space. Now, somebody else may say, I'm going to get a space right up front. But the guy with the big black negative energy, if he says, I'm going to get a space right up front, he immediately doubts it because of all the black negative energy, which means it's not going to happen, and therefore he has another reason to believe it doesn't work. So he has to come up with something that he can believe in first. So he has to go a little bit slower. The idea is you're starting to get your positive ball of energy bigger and bigger and bigger. The more you focus on the positive ball of energy, the negative begins to shrink. So you have two things occurring simultaneously when you're doing this at the conscious competence level. Your positive ball of energy is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why driving in the car, listening to these CDs, reading books every single day keeps you focusing on the positive ball of energy. So every time you're focusing on the positive, the black one starts to shrink a little and the positive starts to grow. And the tipping point is when the positive ball of energy is for the first time bigger than the negative ball of energy. That's the tipping point. That tipping point is different for every single person. Some people it's going to take a lot longer. So that's the first thing, start off small. The second thing is the Callahan techniques that we talk about on the CDs where you tap, that actually blows out huge amounts of negative energy. And that's really, really effective at clearing the body, if you will, of these negative blockages. And that's really, really helpful. When a person feels really bad, they're kind of keyed into all this negativity. So at that moment, if they use the Callahan technique, it'll blow out huge amounts. And that's a pretty fast way of doing it. And there's some other techniques as well that we'll be talking about in the future that also helps clear out that subconscious negativity.
Right. And a follow-up is the events in your life are still an indicator. So even if you necessarily think that you're doing these things, you need to pay conscious attention to the indicators and whether or not it's really working. So the follow-up question is there a such thing as an accident?
Well, first off, it is always working. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means whatever happens in your life is caused by whatever you're vibrating.
Yes.
So you can't stop that. You can't stop yourself from vibrating energy.
But what I mean is people need to assess what's happening in their lives as an indicator of whether or not these techniques are working or not.
No, the technique is based on focusing what is naturally occurring, or taking what naturally occurs and now using it. So what is occurring with you and everybody here and everybody listening to this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is we are vibrating. We. And that vibration is based on our either subconscious, conscious thoughts. And whatever we are vibrating, whatever feeling we are vibrating, we are attracting that exact thing into our existence. So, as you say, there is no such thing as an accident because we are vibrating, creating everything. And some of these things that we're creating are in a flow, in a motion. There's not like an end result here. It's a constant movement because everything is constantly moving. So we're vibrating 24/7. We're creating our experiences 24/7. What I'm suggesting here is, since you vibrate and you create, automatically, whether you want to or not, you can choose to then focus on something specifically, whether it's a good feeling or a desire, and have it come in. You can choose that. Because everything that's coming in, you're creating anyway. That's why the key element here is taking 100% responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Because you are creating every single thing. Nobody else is. You are. My friend who wrote a very great book talked about that the number one disease of the mind, or the disease of people, is mysticism. And he defined it as a person looking outward for a cause in their life. Whether it's God, the devil, the politicians, my boss, the economy, the weather, my parents, the school I went to, the school I didn't go to. There's all these circumstances that they blame for them. And he said that's the thing that has been going on throughout infinitum, which causes people to be not at cause over their environment, but rather at effect. So they're just being like a ship without a rudder, being blown around, as opposed to the guy saying, no, I have a ship, I have an engine, I have a sail, I can basically go anywhere I want, no matter what the circumstance, and he just takes control. So these techniques always work 100% of the time. If somebody says, no, I wanted a new car, I've been using this technique and I didn't get it, I guarantee you, what he was doing when he was focusing on the new car was he was focusing on the fact that he doubted he would get the car, or that he was afraid he wasn't going to get the car, or, you follow me? In other words, you cannot, it's a physical law of the universe, the law of attraction. So when somebody says, I've been focusing on this and it hasn't come into my life yet,